Hello?
Hi, Mr. Reynolds. It's Melissa again from Family First.
Yes.
So the only other way I would be able to check is with your social. I don't know if you wanted to provide it to me so I can check on the Medicaid portal to see if you come up.
Oh, say that again.
The only other way I would be able to check to see if you have Medicaid for the home care service would be through with your social. I don't know if you wanted to provide that to me so we can look it up.
Okay, I'll give it to you.
Okay, I'm ready.
188
180. 180.
48 188 48
48.
32
Three 2
40.
40. Okay, 1 second. We're pulling it up to see if it comes up.
1958.
Yep. Okay, so it doesn't seem like you have Medicaid services. Were you interested in applying for Medicaid for home care services?
I have home care services right now.
But with which insurance? Because you don't have, it doesn't seem like you have Medicaid at all. Unless you're getting like short-term services, like if you have nursing and therapy.
Okay, hold on for a minute. You want to talk to
Okay.
her? My wife's going to speak to you just a minute.
Okay, no problem. Thank you, Sarah.
Hi, I just put you on speakerphone so we both can hear.
Okay, perfect. How are you?
I'm finding yourself.
I'm good, thanks.
Thank you. Okay, what are you saying about the home health care?
So we were looking to see because we provide home care services through Medicaid and the Community Health Choice Waiver Program, but I can't find Mr. Reynolds at all in the Medicaid portal. Like if he has Medicaid, that's what we would check. And I also checked three out of the four insurances that provide the services, and he's not coming up at all. So he did mention he has home care services, but who's providing those services? Like from where?
The VA is providing.
Ah, that okay, that's a completely different thing. Now that makes sense. Okay, perfect. Do you by any chance have a service coordinator or a case manager at the VA?
Yes, you do.
Okay, can I have her? Yes.
Do you have her information, Robert? He was interested in getting more hours too, because he only get 11 hours
So I know
a
that
week.
the VA usually doesn't provide so many hours. The only other option would be for him to apply through Medicaid and see if they if he qualifies for the waiver, and then that would allow him additional hours. Because the through the VA is very short, is very low hours, and also it's, the aides are limited to what they can do. They anything that they do has to be like in the home. They can't go outside of the home to do anything. Like they can't go and get
Right.
medication and stuff like that.
Right. But they told
Yeah.
him that he couldn't apply for more hours.
So that would be through the, if it was through the VA, then he would probably, did they explain to him how to do it? Because usually it has to go through them.
Okay, we
Unless
probably
he
have to
applies
go
through
to
Medicaid.
He applied through VA, but he was also told that he can also apply through Medicaid. Let me look at your stuff, Robert.
I don't have that.
He got his Cigna cards. This is triple A. Let me see the other stuff.
I don't know if
Let
they
me
have, because
see.
I know if the VA, if we, if you guys have a case manager or someone you're in contact with, we can reach out to them in regards to the home care and an authorization. And then what I can do is I can have our team that works with enrollment for Medicaid. We can have someone reach out to you guys to give you more information and help you with the process. And then you guys can decide if you want to go ahead and apply for
No, I'm
Medicaid.
trying to see if your information was on there. He applied for it. I mean,
I'm going to the VA tomorrow.
You can get that information, the woman's name and information. Don't you have another, a different medical, I mean, wallet that you have stuff in? Okay. He can't find his stuff that he
No,
needs,
no
but he still.
worries. Because I thought he had an insurance, I thought it was the regular insurance, but we do work with the VA as well.
He has both insurance. He do. He
No,
get
no,
both
but
insurance.
meaning that the home care would be through Medicaid, but he's getting his services through the VA. So he would have to apply for the Medicaid. Like I said, I can have our enrollment team reach out to you guys and give you more information on the process. And then if you guys want to move forward, they can assist you with the whole process.
Okay, yes, he would like that.
Okay, perfect. So I'll have somebody reach out to you guys today, and then I guess I'll follow up tomorrow to see about the case manager for the VA.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
I don't have an appointment until like 1 o'clock.
Do you want me to give you?
You have to call after one.
Like around 3 o'clock is good.
3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not.
Perfect.
It's not tomorrow.
But it's the
30th. Okay. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So then I'll have our coordinator reach out to you guys tomorrow about the VA, and then I'll have an enrollment specialist reach out to you guys in a few in regards to the Medicaid application, all that stuff.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
No problem. Take care.
Bye-bye.